Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Yemoyah, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, for continuing for Shleim, for David Mary ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach Hey. We left off at the very bottom of Samach Dalad Amud Beis at the words Amar Rav Yosi. Very bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, Samach Dalad Amud Beis, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, what did the Mishnah say? Lo pasak se'orin ela Rabbi Yishmael shaya samach la'edom. There was a question of when a man supports his wife, does he have to give her chitin or does he give her se'orin? So the Mishnah had said that he gives double the amount of se'orin than he gives chitin because se'orin has a lot of bad stuff mixed into it, has a lot of the chaff mixed into it. He's talking about a person who leaves his wife al yidei shlish, right? He's not going to be with his wife. He's going to be off in business in China, whatever he's going to be doing. So he has to support his wife. So how much does he have to give her? So he has to have the whole calculation. Two kabin a week of wheat, but it's four kabin if it's barley. And then the Mishnah says something a little bit strange, that only, then it said at the end of the Mishnah, that only people who live in Edom would paskin barley. Right at the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Look at Samach Dalad Amud Beis. Right? What did it say? Am Rabbi Yosi lo pasal se'or and el Rabbi Shmuel, that he lived close to Edom. Says the Gemara. What, they only ate barley in Edom? Says the Gemara. Ela be'edom u'da'achli se'or and be'kulei am halo achli. Nobody else eats barley? Why can't anybody? What do you mean only Rabbi Shmuel used to paskin barley because he lived close to Edom? What do you mean? Everybody eats barley. Says the Gemara. No, this is what the Mishnah means. Hachi Gemara. Lo pasak se'orim kiflayim b'chitim. No. This opinion, the Gemara holds, that they only paskin that you give double the amount of barley as you give wheat in Edom, because the barley in Edom was particularly horrible. Says the Gemara, Ela Rishon Shai, some of them, Mepnei she'orin adomios ra'os hein, because the barley in Edom was terrible stuff, and had a lot of bad stuff, a lot of the chaff of the barley mixed in, so you had to give double the amount of barley to get the same amount of food as you had half the amount of wheat, because the wheat was much more refined and the barley was terrible. So dafka over there, they used to give double. The Mishnah said, V'nosn l'chatzi kav kitnis, v'chatzi log shemen, v'kav grogeris, or mana devela. Says the Gemara, but do you have to give your wife wine? Is that a good idea to give your wife wine? Says the Gemara. V'ilu yayin lokatani. Mesaila le Rabbi Lazar, Dar Rabbi Lazar. Ein poskin yenos le'isha. Don't give her wine. You know why? Because if you give your wife wine, she's going to want even more marital relations. So says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Ein bezden poskin yenos le'isha, top line. Shehayayin margila le'taivas tashmish. So that's not really a good idea if you're not going to be around there to give her wine. It's going to make her more upset. Says the Gemara, V'im Tomar. What about the fact that the Pasuk says, Elcha acharai ma'avai nosne lachme umeme tzamri ufishti shamni vishikuyai? And isn't vishikuyai, isn't that wine? Mashke? The Gemara answers no. Dvarim she'ha'isha mishtokekas alein. U'mayninu tachshitin. Shikuyai means something that the woman has a desire for. What's that referring to? That means jewelry. Good morning, Harav Dov Binyamin ben Shneir Zalmadon HaKohen. Mordechai Chanoch. And Jeremy. And Avi and Dr. Joe. And Sig Yosef and Chaim. Must be a Friday morning. Harav Eliezer Dov, Yisrael Moshe. And Gershon Eitan. And Svika. Here we go. Darash, Rabbi Yehuda Ishkvar, Niviraya, Vamila Ishkvar, Neforchaya. Question about where he lived. Minayin Shem Poskin Yenos Leisha. How do we know that we don't give wine to the woman if the husband's not around? Shneimar, Vatakam Chana, Achare Achla Bishilo, Vachare Shaso. Chana got up after she ate and he drank. Shaso, Velo Shasas. Her husband drank, she didn't drink. It's not the way of the woman to drink wine, and therefore we don't paskin wine for the woman. Right? This is even when the husband was with her. Says the Gemara, El Mayata, Achla, Velo Achal, Hachinami, where you can be medayik from the fact that it says, Achla and Shaso. So what do you mean? She ate and he didn't eat? That's not true. Her husband, Elkanah, he ate also. Answer the Gemara, Anan, Midashani Kroba Dibuyi Karmina. We're saying from the fact that the Torah went out of it, the Navi went out of its way to change its language. Michti. Begavaka Asik Vasi, it was talking about her eating. So why does it change in my time as Shani? Why does it change from her eating to his drinking? Shmamina, Shaso, Velo Shasas. Ask the Gemara, is this really true that we don't give wine to the women? Mesve. Is it really true that we don't give wine to the women? Mesve. Rigila. If she's used to drinking wine when her husband is alive, Nosnila, then we do give her wine after the husband dies and we're providing food for her, so we do give her wine. And it's the Gemara, you're right. Regila shiny. If she had the minute to drink wine while the husband and the wife were together, they used to drink wine all the time together, so then even after he dies, you do give her. But a regular woman, it's not, at least in the times of the Gemara, it's not the derech of the women to drink wine. The Amar of Chinan of Akana Mashmuel, Regila nosn la kos echad. She'ena regila nosn la shnei kosos. Says the Gemara. What? She's used to drinking wine, you give her one cup. If she's not used to drinking wine, you give her two cups. That doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, Maika Amar. I would have said the opposite. Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. Regila bifne bala. If she was used to drinking wine when her husband was alive, shnei kosos yain. So then we give her two when the husband's not there. Shelo bifne bala, nosn la kos ech. I'm sorry. Right. Again. I said it wrong. Says Mark, no. Regila bifne bala shnei kosos. Shelo bifne bala nosn la kos echad. If she's used to drinking two cups of wine when the husband's around, so then when the husband's not around, we'll give her one. Ain't a regila bifne bala ela kos echad. But if she only drinks one cup when the husband is around, shelo bifne bala ain't nosn la kol echad. So then, we don't give her anything when the husband is not around, again, because because we don't want her to have too much of a taiva for Tashmish when he's not around.
What will she drink?
Other stuff. I don't know. Other stuff. Water.
But water wasn't
possible.
Wasn't drinkable.
I don't know. It's a good question. They gave her oil, right? I don't know. Another answer, V'iba yisema, regila nosten la letzike kedera. When it said that we give the woman wine when she was regila, they would give her the wine because she would use the wine not to drink it, but she would use the wine to flavor her dishes, but not to drink it. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochan, Maisa b'kalosu shel Akdimon Ben-Gurion. The story happened with a daughter-in-law of the very wealthy man Akdimon Ben-Gurion, Shepaskula Chachamim Sasayim Yayim Letzike Kederim Erev Shabbos, two saw of wine to flavor her dishes from every Friday. Amar Lahen, so the daughter-in-law of Akdimon Ben-Gurion said to the rabbis, Kach Tifsiku Livnoseichem, I could give you a bracha that you should. Your daughter-in-laws, your daughters should all marry wealthy guys, and you should all pass them like this. You should be able to give this much wine to your daughters. Tana Shomeres Yavam Haisa. There was a Shomeres Yavam Velo Anu Acharei Amin. They did not, since she was a Shomeres Yavam, so they didn't answer Amin to her because it sounded like she was giving them a bracha that their daughters should end up being a Shomeres Yavam. And that's not a bracha you want to give somebody. So the rabbis didn't answer Amen to Nachdimon Ben-Gurion's daughter-in-law's bracha. They didn't answer Amen because they didn't want their daughters to become Shomeres Yavams. That would imply that they would want their husband, their son-in-laws to die. So they didn't answer Amen. Says the Gemara, Tana, Kos Echad Yafa Leisha. One cup of wine is good for a woman. Now, the Mefarshim point out, it's the Hafla, Rav Pinchas Alevi Haro, it's one of the Achronim. He points out, didn't we just say in the last Gemara that wine is not good for a woman? So how come here the Brice is saying one cup of wine is good for a woman? So says the Hafla, This is referring to drinking wine in a meal, in the context of a meal, that flaw says, so then the food will soften the effect of the wine, so one cup is not a problem. So Tana Kosach and Yafel Isha, Shnayim Nivulhu. That's already going a little bit too much. It's not appropriate. Shlosha Tovas Bepet. If she drinks three cups, she will actively seduce her husband for marital relations. Arba, so says Rashi, Arba Afil Chamor Tova B'Shuk Ve'ena Makpedes. I don't know if this means if she drinks four cups, she will even request marital relations from a donkey in the shuk, or somebody. Okay, either she will either come marital relations from a donkey in the shuk, or a donkey in the shuk will. I don't know. Or what does it mean? Or the donkey, or if the donkey asks her for marital relations, she won't mind. I'm not sure which one it is. I wasn't 100% sure. Anybody? Is she asking the donkey or the donkey asking her? Well, one of them. Doesn't really matter much, does it? But afilu chamor tova abashuk. Anyway, Amar Rava, lo shanu ella she'ein bala ima. Now this whole thing about the woman drinking wine is not good. That's only if the husband's not with her. Ava bala ima les lan ba. But if the husband's with her, it's not such a big deal because the husband will make sure that she doesn't drink that much. Or she won't, she'll be embarrassed to drink so much in front of her husband, so he'll keep it under control. He'll keep it under control. Says the Gemara, v'ha'chana, what about the case of Chana? The Baal Ima Havai, the case before we quoted by Chana and the husband eating together, and he ate, and she ate, and he drank. So, why the Pasuk say she didn't drink? Says the Gemara, achsenoi shiny. Oh. Even if the husband and wife are together, if they are guests at somebody else's house, then even if the husband and wife are together, then it's not appropriate for the woman to drink wine. Why? Says the Gemara, Dam Rav Huna, minayin las nashi asa b'tashen amita. Interesting. That when you're guests at somebody else's house, you're not supposed to have marital relations. Shneamar, vayashkima b'boker, vayishtachal lefnei Hashem, vayashu, vayavol beisam haramasa. They went home, and then only once they got home, Vayedal Khanas Khana Ishto Vayeskirea Hashem, she gave birth. Hashta in may karalo. So I think the poskim write, even though this is not a bad practice to engage in, that when a person is guest at somebody else's home, so they should not have marital relations. However, if there is a private room that is designated for the guests, then I think it says in Shulchan Aruch that it is permissible.
Also says here if they're not using their bedding.
They're not using the host's bedding, they're using the guest bedding, so it won't be embarrassing if it gets messy. Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so that's what it says in who's it quoting from, Avi?
This is
Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, so 240? Yeah. All the laws of 240 in Yeridea and in Arachai. Yeah. Okay, so Resh Mem. Yeah, Resh Mem.
I can't use
what's that?
Right.
Right. If they're using the host's bedding, then they should not have relations. If they're using their own bedding, then it's okay. Don't worry, we still got 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. Here we go. That's why I'm drinking a lot of water. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Unbelievable story coming up. Unbelievable story. Wild stuff in Ksubas here. Wild stories. You ready? Here we go. Says the Gemara. Choma divisu da Abaye. Abaye had a wife. Her name was Choma. That was her name. Choma divisu da Abaye. Asoy lekame de Rava. Choma, Abaye's wife, came in front of Rava for a court case. Her husband Abaye died, and she wanted food. They were very, very poor. Even when Abaye was alive, they were very poor. Amrele psokli mizone. So Abaye's wife came to Rava in Bezdin and said, "Tell the kids they gotta give me food. Psokli mizone. Give me food. Pasakla." So Rava in Bezdin said to the orphans, you got to give your mom food. Psok li chamra. She said, I want wine. Amalah, yadana bey benachmeni delohabi shasi chamra. I know that Abaye was a very poor man. And when you were alive, when the two of you were together, so he didn't drink any wine. The two of you didn't drink any wine together. So you're not somebody who used to drink wine, so I'm not passing wine for you. Now, why was Abaye called Nachmeni? Mm-hmm. Why was Abaye called Nachmeni? So Rashi says in Gittin that Abaye was called Nachmeni because Abaye was an orphan from his father and mother. That's why they called him Abaye. He would say, Av Aye, where's my daddy? He walked around his whole life. He was an orphan from his father and his mother, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. And he was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. That's the Rabba in all of Shas, is Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He raised him and Rabba taught him Torah. And therefore, Rabba called Abaye by his father's name. Rabba was Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He used to refer to Abaye by his father's name. I don't exactly understand why he used to refer to Abaye by his father's name. Now, others explain, the Aruch, Tosfos Rosh explain, in the name of the Gaonim, that Abaye's name really was Nachmeni. Now, but because Rabba's father's name was also Nachmeni, Rabba did not want to call him by his father's name of Nachmeni. He had the same name as his father. He didn't want to be running around his house saying his father's name because he didn't feel comfortable saying his father's name. And therefore, Rabba called him Abaye in Aramaic because Abaye means my father. Abaye, my father. And so since his name was Nachmeni, instead of calling him Nachmeni, that was his father's name, he used to call him Dad, because he had the same name as his dad. So he called him Dad, he called him Abaye after his father. Anyway, the Bir Agra talks about this in Yerodea. Okay.
There's a Merchant article that says that Abaye was Rabba's nephew, and he was called after his grandfather, Nachmeni, and therefore...
Aha, makes sense, right? That makes sense also. Right, okay. Let's continue. So anyway, Rava said, you didn't drink wine when Abaye was alive. Why am I passing wine for you now that he's dead? Amrlei, so Choma, apparently you didn't mess with this woman so easily. So Choma says back to Rava, Chaye Demar, I swear by your life, Dahave Mashkile Beshufrze Kihai, that Abaye used to drink these big cups filled with wine. And she spread her arms out to show how much wine he used to drink, and as she spread her arms out, her sleeves fell down a little bit, and she revealed, and apparently she was exceedingly beautiful, and she revealed some of her arm or something like that. So Bahadi de Kamachvile, as she was showing Rava the measurement of the goblet that Abaye used to drink wine from, Igali Dara, so her arm got revealed, maybe her bicep, you know, above the elbow, got revealed. Nafal Nahor Bebedina, and there was light coming into Rava's Bezdin. I'm sorry. In other words, her skin was so beautiful that it shined from her beauty. It shined for her beauty. Right. It doesn't mean that. Right. The Achronim say it doesn't mean that light shined in. It doesn't mean that it actually lit up. It just means like it was so beautiful, like it was a sight to behold. Some say that it actually means it shined, or the sun reflected off of it, whatever it was. Or no, just that it was so beautiful that it just shone. That her body was so beautiful that it shone. You're not going to believe the next line. Come Rava, al labese, tava labasra chista. Well, Rava, the amazing holy, we're talking about Rava and Abaye over here. Rava, the Talmud Chacham, par excellence, got so excited by seeing Choma, his friend Abaye's wife, just a little piece of her skin, Rava ran home and wanted to have marital relations with his wife. Tava Labas Rav Chisda. Rava was married to the daughter of Rav Chisda. So he ran home and again, I thought you're not supposed to be, right? You're not supposed to ask for Tashma Shamita. But apparently Rava had, you know, was like, got excited by what he saw, and therefore he was Tovei's wife. Others have a different shot here. Oh, it's going to come. We're coming there. We're getting there. Amalei Basrav Chista. Man have in the Beidina. When Rava's wife saw that he was so excited and he wanted to have married relations, she got suspicious. She said, "Who had a court case with you today in Beis Din? Like, who are you looking at?" Amalei Choma Devisu Dabaye. So he was honest with her, because with your wife, it's always good to be honest. So he said, "Well, actually, now that you mention it, Choma, the beautiful wife of Abaye, happened to have a court case today. So instead of having a relational husband, so Rava's wife ran out of the house, ran to Choma's house, and started threatening her. Nafka Abasra, she ran out and ran after Choma. Machtala Bakulfe Dishida Ad Afkila Mikula Mechuza. So she took a shoe, and she was running after her with a shoe, and she chased her out of the town. Because why are you like getting undressed in front of my husband? Amrala katatle tlasa va'asa lemikdal achrina. You already killed three of your husbands. Now you want to kill a fourth person? Because he's going to want to marry you. He's going to leave me and marry you. Apparently, Abaye had married her after she had already had two husbands die, because he paskin like the opinion that says you're only not allowed to get married after a woman has three husbands die. Abaye was number three. So Abaye had married her after two husbands had died. He was number three, because we learned in Yuvama Samachlokas, we learned in the Braisa, are you allowed, is a woman considered to be a katlanis after killing two husbands or after killing three? So apparently the Mepharshim say over here that Abaye held, right, and the Gemara paskins that, by the way, you want to hear something strange? There's a Gemara in Yuvamas on what daf? Samach Dalet Amid Beis. That it's usher to marry a woman who's a katlanis. Machlokas Chacham Rav Shem Gamliel, is it after two or after three? So, Abaye relied on the opinion of Shem Gamliel, and he married her after two. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Another story. Divisu de Rav Yosef Berei de Rava, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava. Asai lekame de Rav Nechemiah Berei de Rav Yosef. She came in front of Rav Nechemiah, the son of Rav Yosef, after her husband died. Amrlei, psokli mizona, I need food. Pasakla. So he said, you're right, you deserve from the estate. Psokli chamra, I need wine. Pasakla. Amrla, yadana behu b'vnei mechoza deshasu chamra. I know that in your town, the women used to drink wine. Divisa de Rav Yosef, Breda Rav Menashe, Medvila, Asola kame de Rav Yosef. Amrlei, psokli mizona. Give me mizonas. Pasakla. Psokli chamra, I want wine. Pasakla. Psokli shirai, I want silk clothing. Amrla, shirai lamach, why do you need silk clothing? Your husband's dead. Amrle, lach ulachavrach ulachavrurach, when I appear in front of you and in front of your friends and your whole chabura, I need to look nice. V'nosin la mita umapatz, you give her a bed and a mattress. Mapatz machzis lama la diavla, why does she need the mattress? Isn't the bed covering, which was leather, enough? Amrav Papa, ba'asnig demol puri b'chavli. No, this thing, the custom in that town was the beds were made out of ropes, so it was very uncomfortable. Demavagila, so it's very uncomfortable. So she needed a mattress and then a spread on top of it. Tanarabana, ein nosin la karvikesis. You don't have to give her the extra pillow and mattress. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amru, Nosson lo kavikas, you need hechidami. Ido orchev, if the way they used to sleep with the mattress and pillow, my time tanakama, vido lav orchev, it's not the normal way, my time at the Rabbi Nosson. Or it says, lo tzricha, kagon de orche di day, v'lav orche di da. It was the minig in his family to sleep with it, but not hers. Tanakama savar, amr la kiazim l'shakim l'hu v'chiasin ma'isin l'hu ba'adoi. I'll bring it to you when I come. Rabbi Nassan Savar Amrlei Zimin in the Mishrami Ben Ashrazlom and says Maiseslu. Sometimes you're not going to bring it. Mishakslu Didiu Magnus the Halara. You're going to take mine. You're going to make me sleep on the floor. not such a recipe for a good marriage, but if he doesn't bring the pillow and blanket, it's going to be too late. It's going to be Erev Shabbos. He's not going to remember it, or he's going to not be able to carry it. It's already Shabbos. He's going to come in late. And we're only going to have one. So have one in the house here so that when you bring yours, you'll sleep on yours. Menosein la kapa. You give her a tichel, kerchief. Amalei Rav Papa la Abaye. Hai Tana. Shaliach artiloi v'rami misanei. So the Gemara is saying, a new dress you give her once a year, but new shoes, it's three times a year. So why do you need a dress only once a year? What, she walks naked and just walks around with shoes all the time? That's the Gemara says, a funny lashon. Shaliach artiloi v'rami misanei. Why does she only need one dress but three pairs of shoes every yontif? Amalei. Amalei, this Gemara helps explain a lot of things, right? There's a lot of shoes for some reason. But anyway, Hai Tana, Shaliach Artiloi, Rami Misane, Amalei, Tana B'makom Harim Koi. Now, this Tana lived in a place of mountains, the Losagi, the below Tlos Azugi Misane. So they're going to need three pairs of shoes all year long. Aye, so how come Pesach and Shavuos is only 6 weeks apart? So what's the pshat? So, V'agav Orcha Kamash Malon, Dinisvinu Niala B'moi, Kiech Devil Simcha B'gavayu. But it's just better to give it on Yontif. It'll give her a little extra Simchas Yontif. But the main thing is just she should have three pairs of shoes because it's a mountainous region, so the shoes are going to go bad. So you need the shoes. Kalim shel chamishim zuz venos the kalim shel chamishim zuz. I'm Rabbi. Chamishim zuze pshite. It means a type of coin that was sela medina, which is 1/8. Of the Selatsuri, like we learned yesterday. How do we know this? If you're talking about 50 bigger zuzim, that's not an ani. Ani chamish zuzim min ole. If you're talking about a poor person, where are they going to have 50 fancy coins from? In the summer and the old ones in the winter. Tanabana Moser Mizonos. Labal. If there's leftover food, it goes back to the husband. But most of below the isha, the leftover the garments go to the woman. Says, "What does she need it for?" Most of below the isha lamale. Once it's already worn out, what does she need it for? A marachva. She miskasa ben mimei nidasa. She uses those for the time she's in need. A kaddish lo tizgana al bala, so that she should have different garments in the time of the nida, so that she doesn't become disgusting on her husband by wearing the same garments that she wore when she's in nida. When she's not a nida, we want her to have separate garments when she's a nida. Amar bai, nakitinan, usually means we have a mesorah or we paskin. Moser blos, almana, liyorshav. Aye, so the Gemara says, what? It's a question. Nakitinan, well no, moser blos, almana, liyorshav. Hasam, hu delotis kare bape. While she's still married, so she gets the moser blos. But hacha, once her husband dies, tiskane v'tiskane. We don't care if she's going to wear the same clothing when she's in either. And she's not married anyway. That makes no difference. So therefore, she no longer gets the moser blos after her husband dies. Nosin la ma kesef litzar ka. My ocheles. It says, the Mishnah said, ocheles, she eats with him every Friday night. Even if the husband's not around, he's got to come home Friday night eat with her. It says, it means food. Rav Ashi Amar Tashmish. Doesn't mean that they would eat. It means it's just a clean way of saying Tashmish Amita. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? Rav Ashi means Tashmish Tan. Ocheles imo mi lele Shabbos. Lele Shabbos. Bishlam al-mandamar achi lahem diktani ocheles. Al-mandamar Tashmish. My ocheles. Says the Gemara. Lishna ma'ayah. Just saying it in a nice language. She eats and washes her mouth. She said, I didn't do anything wrong. So you see that the Navi refers to Tashmish Amita with the cleaner language of Ocheles. Right? Like it says in the Chumash. Kiyam alechem ashu ochel. Potiphar gave Yosef everything except for the lechem that he eats, the bread that he eats, meaning his wife. He gave her everything except he didn't allow her. He didn't allow him access to his wife. Vishabbos, she would eat together Friday night and Shabbos day. Bishlam l'mad amar achila diktani, hani diktani, the Shabbos. Elman Omar Tashmish, if you say it's marital relations, Tashmish Shabbos, Meikav Amar Rahuni, Yisrael Kadoshimain, like Dr. Joe said, they Mishabbos be the same, be yom, you're not allowed to have relations during the day. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rabbah, but base afel mutter, if it's a totally blackened room, so there are some heterim to have marital relations even during the day. So the Mishnah said, if she was nursing, then she has to provide less maisi adayim, and he has to provide more food. Darish Rabbi Ula Rabba Apisla de Beinasiya Afal Pisha Amru Ein Adam Zones Banav Gnosav Ksheng Tanim. Even though the rabbi said a person does not have to feed his children when they are below Bar and Bas Mitzvah, there's no obligation to feed your kids when they're below Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Let them go work for a living. Aval Zon Ktanik Tanim. If they're very young, then you do have to feed them. Ad Kama Ad Ben Sheish. Up until the age of 6, a parent has to feed their children. Kidravasi, the Ravasi Katan Ben Sheish, Yotze Be'eruv Imo, that if he's less than 6 years old, he's included under the Eruv. Somebody knocking? If he's less than 6 years old, he's including under the Eruv of the mom, because he's always following the mom, so you see the mom has to support him. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do we know this? If she was nursing the baby, so she gives less food. Was there somebody there? My time, isn't it because you have to feed the kid also when they're very young? Says Gemara, no, maybe that's different. Maybe because she's sick, she's weak. Because not because you have to support the kid, because they have to give her extra food because she's weak when she's nursing. Says Gemara, can't listen to Yemaisa Chola. Mayamaisa Minika. Says Gemara, no. Most women who are nursing, they need extra food because they're weak. So that's what it's trying to teach you. And just the conclusion, Itmar, I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, Mosifin La Yayin, Shayayin Yafel L'Chola. Bring the whole daf together. When you're giving her extra food to a woman who's nursing, give her wine, because apparently the wine helps the milk. Hajan alach afalpi. Let's.
Is that the record for those who fast in that there are heters for women who are nursing on fast days?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, on the minor fast days, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because she's weak. She needs more liquid to do this. It's a sakana. It's a sakana for the baby if she doesn't eat. She'll dry up. The baby will be malnourished.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's start the sixth parak. Hajan Alach, the fifth parak. Here we go. Going weiter in Subis. Mitzia Sa'isha Umaisa Yadeha. Mitzia Labala. Whatever a woman finds and the money that she makes goes to the husband. The Gemara is going to ask, didn't we have this already? Ve'yirushasa. Stuff that she inherits, hu ochel peros b'chaya. She owns it, but he eats the fruit of it when he's alive, when she's alive. Boshta upagama shela. If somebody damages her and embarrasses her or makes her worth less as a slave, she gets that, not her husband. If it's on a hidden area of her body, la. La shnei chalakim v'loch echad. She gets 2/3 and the husband gets 1, because most of the embarrassment is hers. It's man shebegoli, but if it's in the public, say he's embarrassed too. So lo shnei chalakim, v'lo echad. Shelo yinasin miyad. His you give right away. V'shelo, and her portion, yilachach ben karka v'hu ochel peros. They buy property with it, and he gets to eat the fruit of it. Says Gemara, my kamashlon, tanina, we learned it already. On mem vavam and beis. Ha'av zakibi, the b'kidusha. Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubiya. Zakeh b'mitzi, Yasef, Maisi, Adem, first in the Ra. Makabal is Gita, Vein Ochel Peres b'chaya. Nisi, Yasel of Abash, Ochel Peres. So we already learned it. Answer the Gemara. Boshtu b'gam et Tzrichle. We need it for the din of Boshtu z'p'gam. Plugta to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir for Rabbanon. To teach us this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir and Rabbanon about whether it's 2/3 to him and 1/3 to her, or 2/3 to her and 1/3 to him, whether it's in public or in private. One second. think we're stopping here. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Moitzes Shabbos, you want to learn in person? Moitzes Shabbos in person? In Jersey. What are you doing in Jersey? Where's that? What's that?
The South Shore. Vetner.
Vetner?
Kabbalah has a school there.
Wow. Where's that near? What's Vetner near?
Right next to Atlantic City.
Like a mile away from Atlantic City. Very nice.
It's amazing. It took over a church, but I mean, everything in that church is like covered over there.